Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, mitzvah 517. As we continue in Parsha Shoftim, in the section of the Isurim relating to using the dark forces and the positive nature of what we're supposed to look for. So the Gemara, the Torah is mentioned as we remember, Ov Yid Oni, Kosei Ma'onin, Menachesh B'chashiv, all those Isurim, and the Torah says, Ki Agoyim Ha'ela, Asher Ata Yoreshosam, these are nations that you are going into Eretz Canaan. And you will find them, they use these sources, but you have to go to the Urim V'Tumim. You have to go to the Navi. And that's the mitzvah we started off with last week, listening to a Navi MS. And today's Isser is going to be the Isser of a prophet, of a Navi, falsifying his prophecy. Navi Sheker. That will be today's Isser. But just a comment on this whole section that has to do with the dark forces and the positive forces. The Zayin LaTorah writes on this pasuk, he says, he quotes, why is it, a question that is asked by others also, why is it that there aren't any of these today? Ov, Yidoni, Kosim, Ksamim, okay, there's some magic, but a lot of the Ma'onein, Menachesh, B'chashev, they're not around today. Why not? He says, what happened? So he says, Lomen shtakaku, kochos atuma, ba'olam, ze, kama v'kama doros. Lomen ein kayom lo chover chover, v'lo dorei shalameisim, kolin yek shafim, avar ubatel. So he says, it's based on the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always promises, and this is similar, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes something similar, but opposite, in Parshas Va'era. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wants Am Yisrael to be lower, have less powers available to them than other nations. Hashem iftiach lanu, shaloni yeh b'madriga nemucha, b'inyin yedios ha'asidos. May umos ha'olam. V'im ba ha'ashah, and if a time comes, she'tistalek ha'nevuah mi'Yisrael, if nevuah, at some point, like now, will be removed, v'kochos ha'kishuv ha'yu nish'arim ba'olam, and the kochos, the dark kishuv kochos will be remain, halo ye umos ha'olam, b'madriga yosar gavuah mi'Yisrael. They'll have certain powers to see into the future, and we won't, because they will use their powers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have that. If there are no kochos ha'tahara, then there's no kochos hatuma, right? That's what he said. The Zayin LaTorah says here, and that's why also Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says in Parshas Va'era, last week's parsha regarding the chartumim. Why? How is it? He quotes that the Rambam rejects all the Gemaras about shedim and kochos and dibukim. What? How that the Vilna Gaon says there are stories against this. How can the Rambam say that? Says Rabbi Yaakov, a half an answer, and that is maybe the Rambam would agree in earlier generations all of these kochos existed, but later generations, then just like there are kochos hatara that are lower level, kochos hatuma are on a lower level, and therefore they don't shedim and dibukim and all those don't exist today, because the playing field always has to be equal. So the same thought, Razayim LaTorah says, right here on our parsha. Okay, we continue. So today's Isser specifically is the Isser of a Navi who either makes up a Nevuah totally, or, as we'll see, any type of sheker in his nevuah, that's today's Isser. Remember last time, we have to listen to the Navi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives nevuah to. Navi mikir b'kam yachecha, kamoni, yakim l'cha shem alakecha. Moshe says, there will be Nevi'im like me, elav tishma'un. You shall listen, just like you said at our Sinai, that we can't hear it from Hashem, we don't want to die. And Hashem says, fine. Navi yakim lohem, mikir v'acheyem kamocha. V'nasati dvarai befiv. And Hashem says, I will put my word in his mouth. V'diber aleyem es kol asher atzavenu. And I'll give them my tzivuy. Anyone who does not listen, Anochi Adrosh Meimo. Anyone who does not listen, I will seek him out. I will be Mechayev him. And that's a love Tishma'u, and that was the mitzvah say that we discussed last time. Acha Navi, and now we get to today. Asher Yazid, any Navi that on purpose says, Bishmi, in my name, Eis Asher Lo Tzivisiv L'daber, something that I did not command him to say. He makes it up. Makes it up. Hashem told me this. Hashem says you have to do that. V'asher Yidaber B'Shem Elohim Achirim, or he says something in the name of an Avodah Zarah, that'll be the next mitzvah, that's Tavkuf Yud Ches, Umeis HaNaviyahu, automatically, if it's Avodah Zarah, or if it's something made up. So that is this Isser D'Oraisa. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now, Shenim Nanu, we are commanded. Shalom Hisnave B'Sheka, we cannot falsely give prophecy. We'll talk about soon. How do you know? How do you give Misa for this? How do you know? Klomar, Shalom Yomar Shumadam, Shenemru Lo Dvar B'Nevuah Me'Hashem, Hashem Lo Amrum. A person can never say that they heard something B'Nevuah from Hashem, and Hashem never said it. V'chein B'Chlal Halav, Afilu Im Yomar Dvarim, Shenemru B'Nevuah, Lizulaso, the Yomar Beshekar, Shudit Stavila Omran. Or, what if somebody else has the Nevuah? It wasn't given to me. So Gemara talks about sometimes Nevi'im know each other's Nevuah. So if somebody else was given it to say, but it wasn't given to me to say over. That is Isser. Val Zenemar. And that's what's alluded to in our pasuk. Achanavi Shayazal Dabar Dabar Bishmi, Esa Charlot Sivisav Ladaber. Vachin Amru Zachonel of Racha, Shayazal Dabar Dabar Bishmi, Misnabim Mashalo Shama. What does that mean? What he makes it up. What he didn't hear. Esa Charlot Sivisav, that he wasn't commanded. The Gemara's Medayik, he wasn't commanded, but his friend was commanded. Still, that also is included in the Isser. Once we have Rav Sorotzkin open, let's just continue. We know there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Homer Davar B'Shem Amro, Mevi Geula La'olam. If we say something in somebody's name, Mevi Geula La'olam, that does not defend this practice, though. If I say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me, I'm making it up. Right? Even if I say he commanded my friend, I'm not allowed to do that. If it's my friend's nevuah, he has to say it, and not me. And says of Sorotzkin, we find throughout the ages people who put on the talis she'inam shalahem, the talis that was not theirs, and those who wanted to take credit for nevuos, for statements, for hesegim, for accomplishments that were not theirs, and this is part of the root of the problem. This aveira has it included in it. If somebody's misnabe, something that their friend had the tzivut. Remember, in general, we have to remember in terms of nevuah. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah on Daf Zayin the source for the difference between what is nevuah? What is the difference between nevi'im and ksuvim? What's the difference? So Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah the source for Tanakh. It's based on a pasuk at the end of Bishalach. Kesov zos yikarn basefer v'sim baznei Yoshua. Kesov zos mashakasav kana b'mishnah Torah. Zos means the Torah. Zichron mashakasav b'nevi'im. That's Nevi'im. Basefer, Mashakasa b'Megillah. That's the Yisod of Tanakh. That's what's alluded to in these three words in this pasuk. Rav Shechter in Be'ikvei Atzon on page Kuf Lamed Hey discusses this in two ways. Number one, he says, it seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether this concept is a d'oraisa or a d'rabana. The concept of Tanakh. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan? Because the Ravid says at the end of Hilchos Megillah that every one of the 24 Sfarim of Tanakh will remain. Lo yisbatel shum sefer michavdal sefer kisvei Tanakh. Kisvei HaKodesh. He assumes it's the Drasha Gemura. The Rambam's lashon there is that no. He says only Torah and Megillah Esther. That's what he says at the end there. Right? That's what he said. So they're not all going to remain. Okay, the question is, where does he get that from? But that is a discussion in the end of Maseches Megillah. But then Rav Shechter goes into, so conceptually though, what's the difference? Why does something get into Tanakh in the Nevi'im category and one in the Ksuvim category? So Venira Levayer, Derak Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Aisa Badarga Zehadavar. Zos, what's Zos? That's Torah. Why is that Torah? Because Zos is related to the word Zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu had Nevuah with the lashon of Zeh HaDavar. Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Matos that Zeh HaDavar reflects clarity. Clarity, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah that nobody reached, right? It was, as the Rambam says, the four differences in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. He was awake, and it was when he wanted, and it wasn't Bechidos, it was clear. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why Zos is Keneged Torah, because that's Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Then what about Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So he quotes from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the difference is that Nevi'im were given over to the Navi to say over. Nitan Leheomer was given to say over. And that's the Lashon of Nevi'im for the word Nivsvasayim, the lips. That's where it comes from. Ksuvim were given over to write down, and then Memeo, people will learn them from being written down. That's Zikaron. Zikaron. Many times in the Torah, Zecher is meant to be Lahazkir. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh was Lahazkir to make Kiddush. Zachar is Asher HaSalcha Amalek is Lahazkir to mention Amalek. So too, that is Nevi'im. And Ksuvim is Basefer. Ksuvim is Sefer. That's why, that's the difference between them. So here, Nevi'im, our mitzvah is if somebody has overhears or knows somebody else's Nevuah, even though it's Nitan Leheyomer. But still, it is not meant for him to say over, and that's the problem. We continue. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the message behind this mitzvah of a Navi not giving over false prophecy? So he says, Lafisha Yiba Zeh Churban Gadol, V'ra'a Rabba B'datenu HaMekudeshes V'Hashlema. It will bring with it great tragedy and great destruction in our religion. Ki Ikar HaEmes Mibelis Yag HaMagil B'Adam Hu Al-Yidei Nevi'im. Because after all, the greatest way and the deepest way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with people is through nevuah. That's the highest level. As we discussed last time, it's natural. A person is misbodeit and reaches a certain level, he just connects. And the Torah commands us, like the last mitzvah we did, we have to follow the nevi'im. We have to listen to everything they say. We all came therefore. If Bnei Belial get up and they try to command in the name of Hashem and the devah took place, Yosi Laz Benevuah, they will then cause a la'az, cause people to not take the whole institution of nevuah seriously, and not be machshavit. Shehiyo ikar hagadol asher b'neinu am hakodesh, and that institution of nevuah is something very unique and special in our religion. V'yafak beik besibas and leiv kol ha'am ap nevi'a emes, and we'll even have sveikas by nevi'a emes, which have proven themselves. V'im yomar adam gamkein, mashin estav adam acher olav, or even it's the other way, even if you say something that your friend said, zeish b'zachar churba gadola, who says that you're supposed to say it. It's your friend, and your friend's not going to be able to say it. It's just going to cause confusion, and it'll undermine the whole institution of nevuah, and that's why this is a terrible isser for a Navi to publicize a nevuah that he was not commanded, or even if his friend was commanded, not violating. Good. We continue. There is an interesting Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in Maseches Brachos talking about nevuah that is false. How about a baskol? A baskol is not a nevuah. But sometimes baskols come out of Shemayim. We know there are two gemaras. Whenever you talk about baskols, you've got to talk about two gemaras. Erev and Yud Gimel and Bat Metzia Nutes. The gemara and Erev and Yud Gimel and Beis. So we know the gemara tells us that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing for a number of years. And these said they were right and these said they were right. Until a baskol went out from Shemayim and said, Elu va Elu, Divri Elokim Chayim, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Elu va Elu, says the gemara. Shalosh shanim nechlugu beshamei beisilo. Halala omer alacha gomoseinu. Valala omer alacha gomoseinu. Yatsa basko v'yamra elu ve'elu divri lekim chayim. Hain. Valacha gomoseinu. I asked the Gemara v'chim yachar she'elu ve'elu divri lekim chayim. Mepnei ma zachu beis hillel. Likvo halacha kamosan. If they're both, quote unquote, the words of the living God, why did Beis Hillel merit to have the halacha nikva according to him? Number two reasons, or maybe one reason, they were, hold themselves meek and aluv, and they did not insult, even though they might have been insulted. Vishonin divrehen v'divrei Beis Shammai, and they also studied even Beis Shammai's words. They studied the other shita, but they still said what they felt. They even studied Beis Shammai's words before they studied their own words. Either way, that's the Gemara. That's one Gemara, and we paskin like that baskol, because you paskin like Beis Hillel. The problem that Tosfos asks is the Gemara in Bat Metzia Nuntes, the sugya of Tanur Shelach Nai, where the machlokas between the rabbis about a certain oven, whether it's tameh, whether it's tar, machlokas between Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim. Rebbe Elazar, interesting, is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and Rebbe Elazar says, if I'm right, then the river is going to prove that I'm right. Then the river starts flowing upstream. And if I'm right, the tree will prove that I'm right. And the tree gets uprooted and jumps to a different place. And Rabbi Yeshua keeps saying, don't bring me raya's from the water. Don't bring me raya's from the trees. Don't bring me raya's from anything. The coastline base of Medrash, Rabbi Elazar starts getting the walls of the base of Medrash to fall in. And Rabbi Yeshua screams at them. So they stay there. They stay there in the middle, not falling down. And finally, Rabbi Elazar says, a basko will prove that I'm right. And the basko goes out and says, Amra, Yatsa Baskov Amra, Ma Lachem Eitzel Rebbe Elazar, Shalacha Kabosa, B'chol Makom, Halacha Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Yeshua Al Ragla, V'yamar, the famous line, Lo Bashamayimi. Lo Bashamayimi, sorry, we're not listening to the Baskol. Ma Lo Bashamayimi, Amar Rebbe Yirmiya, Shekvar Nitzna Torah, Mehar Sinai, Ein Anu Mashkichin B'Baskol. We don't listen to the Baskols. Shekvar Kasavta, Bahar Sinai, B'Torah, Achare Rabim Lahatos. Yeshua says, you already said, follow the majority. So I don't care if a baskol says otherwise, we are following the majority, we're going like the Rabbanan. Asks Tosfos, and we pass like the Rabbanan there. Asks Tosfos, so how is it that the Gemara in Erev Vineyard Gimel, we say, you paskin like that baskol, we paskin that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, while the Gemara in Bat Metzia Nuntes, in Perek HaZahav, we don't paskin like that baskol, we say, lo bashamayimi. So Tosfos asks that question in Bat Metzia Nuntes Mabes, and he has two answers. The first answer is that, well, it depends if the baskol is going with the majority or against the majority. In the Gemara in Erevin, Beis Hillel was the majority. So the baskol was going with the majority, so therefore you follow that baskol. Here in Bat Metzia, the baskol was going against the majority. The majority was against Rebbe Elazar, therefore we don't pass on like that baskol. Number one. Number two, the second suggestion given by Tosfos is that that wasn't a real baskol. It was just there to cover Rebbe Elazar. The Kavod Rav Elazar was there, but it wasn't a real bas kol. And we find other places, the Gemara in Tainus, that also another bas kol went out, the Kavod Rav Elazar, because he davened and there wasn't any rain, and the Rav Akiva davened much shorter, there was rain. Another bas kol goes out, the Kavod Rav Elazar. He was on that level. But there was the third answer, and that's what has to do with us. The third answer is given in Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, printed on the page in Brachas, on Daf Yutas Mabes. Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says that really it wasn't, it's similar to Tosis, but a little different. It wasn't a real bas kol, but it doesn't say L'Kavod Rav Elazar, but it was a bas kol to test the Jewish people. To test them, to test the Chachamim, if they would stand their ground, based on what the Torah says, Acharam Lahatos, or they would give in, which they shouldn't give in. He says, Shelo ha'isa ha'kavana ela l'nasos es ha'chachamim, im yanichu ha'kabala shebiyadam, v'ha'gemara shebefihem, b'shvil bas kol, v'im lav. It's similar to what we had earlier. When Hashem sent the Navi Sheker to test us. Says that talks about a fake bas kol. A fake bas kol is something that we, obviously, we follow some bas kols and others based on all those answers in Tosfos. Here we're talking about a fake nevuah. Fake nevuah is an issur d'oraisa for somebody to do. But interesting, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says it was just given to us as a Navi. It was given to us like a bas kol sheker, similar to Nevuah sheker. But if the Navi himself, the Nevuah sheker, that's an Issa Daraisa, that's a Chiyah Misa, as today's Aveira discusses. Dini HaMitzvah Ketzarim Behem B'Sanhedrin, the laws of this mitzvah are in Sanhedrin, they are short, and look there for any other items that you are interested in. And these mitzvahs applies always, men and women, etc. So you think about this, but this doesn't apply today. How do you know it doesn't apply today? If you look in the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch says lichora, and this is what we assume, that the Isser only applies to a Navi. If I get up and say, you know, Hashem told me, that's just foolish. Nobody thinks I'm a Navi. I'm not muchzak to be a Navi. So obviously, what I'm saying is just foolishness. It's not, I'm not in the Parsha. Only if there is a real Navi that's been muchzak to be a Navi, and then he says Devarim B'Sheker, that's the person that's going to be Chayav Misa here. Avalamba is a Hedyot, Umisnabe, Hareze Lischok Ulalag, Umiyaminlo. That's nothing to talk about. That's not the Yisr. And then it's here writes in the Hamak Davar, it's even Meduik in one word in the Torah. How does the Pasuk start off? Ach ha-Navi, asher yazid lo daber davar bishmi. Velogsiv, says the Netziv, ach ha-ish, asher yazid. Ki eno chayev elo misha haya ole al hadas l'shmolo. Only somebody who we have a havamini that we should listen to, like a Navi. Mashenkin hedyot shebelo zein devarim nishman. A hedyot does not believe, therefore, you know, bizman hazeh, pashtus, this doesn't apply. But if you look in the Hagos Maimonios, the Hagos Maimonios in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, I'm sorry, Perek Hey Halacha Ches, there is Hagos Maimonios on this halacha. Hilka, according to Yireim, Hilka Yizar Adam Shalo Yomar Afilu Derech Badchanus Vischok. You should not even joke around and say Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Likach. Ulefisha Ra'isi Bnei Adam Omrim Kach Ve'in Margishim Ba'avona Davar Kasavtiv. Sometimes people make up a story and they say, Hashem told me. Hashem told me, says the Yireim, according to the Gazamanios, that shouldn't be done. So again, is that against the Minchas Chinuch? Doesn't sound like Minchas Chinuch says only by Navi. Maybe that's just saying Zahirus. Not included in the Mamish, the Issa Daraisa, but also people shouldn't even joke around. People shouldn't even joke around about it. That is Hagos Amanios. There's a story told about Rav Zalman Mivilna, the brother of Rav Chaim Mivalajin. One time someone came to him, a big Rav, who wanted to see that his Bekiyus, and he comes in, and he says, I'm sorry, it took so long, you know, Hashem did not allow me to come earlier. It was bad weather, so he uses the Lash, Hashem did not allow me. Rav Zalman Mivalajin says, Chas v'shalom, you can't say that. That's this Hagos Amanios. You can't say Hashem didn't allow me. What, he gave you Nevuah? He didn't allow you? So he says that's an extreme. You know, so a lot of times we talk that way. Not because we're saying we don't mean nevuah. Pashtus, Hagos Amanios means mamish. Hashem told me. Rav Zalman Velazhiner is a big chumra, because we should view all the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved in our daily life. Hakobi de Shemayim chuz miyur Shemayim. But that is the story that is told. The question is, what about various Rishonim sometimes use Lashonos of Nevuah? The Ravid a few times says Sod Hashem li Reyav Nireh Ruach Hofia Ruach Hakodesh Bebeis Mikdashenu Bebeis Midrasho. He had Ruach Hakodesh. So is that this Isser? He's saying something. He's Misnabe. He didn't have Nevuah. Says the Chazam Sofer in a Tshuva. Now come on. Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva to the Maritz Chayes in Arachayim Simin Reish Ches, and he writes there, he says, what the Ravid says in Hilchas Lulav, Kfar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Beis Min Roshenu, Ukiyosib Ezekam and Pa'amim, Ein Rotzel Loma Ruach HaKodesh, Kamosh Ayla David HaMelech, all of Hashem v'chaveira. It's not Ruach HaKodesh like David. Aval hainu Ruach Hashem al oskei Torah l'shma asher zochim l'chavin emes. Every Jew who is learning is zocha to a special siyata d'shmaya from Hashem. Afilu im liteva chachmasam v'sichlam lo yasigu yadayim tushiyah kazu. Even if naturally they shouldn't be able to achieve this, mikol makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasto. You have chachmas al hachachima l'fisha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you out when you're osek in Torah, then we have special chachma given to us. And it's a level of nevuah, not really nevuah, but it's one level. And therefore it is not inappropriate to use those types of lashonos. One final important point, and that is, how does Bez Din ever, right? The Chinuch ends off says, but overall, Zeb Nivin B'Sheker, if somebody violates this and is Misnabe B'Sheker, he says things that Hashem didn't tell him at all, or what his friends was told, Chayim Misa. Misa Zub B'Chenek, he's Chayim Misa. The question the Minchas Chinuch asks is, how do we ever know? How do we know that he's lying? So the Rambam goes through Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. How do you prove to be a Navi Sheker? If he says something's going to happen and it doesn't happen. If he says something good is going to happen and it doesn't happen. All these different rules. So we're able to see that they are a Navi Sheker. Says the Minchas Chinuch, just go back a step. Go back a step. And that is, how do we give him Hasra? We know, everybody needs Hasra. Maybe a Mesis doesn't. Maybe Adam Zomin does. But the Gemara never says that a Navi Sheker doesn't need Hasra. So how do you give him Hasra? So it could be, says the Minchas Chinuch, that the other Nevi'im know what his Nevuah was, and they give him Asra. That could be. Yochol Yosha Nevi'im Masrin Bo. Maybe the Nevi'im are Masrahim. He says, why? It's Hasra Safik. It's not Safik for this person. This person knows whether he's lying or not. So it must be that that's enough of a Hasra in order to be Mechayev him Misa. Okay, this is the Isser of being a Navi Sheker. But Hashem will continue next time with the next mitzvah of being Misnabe in the name of Avodah Zarah.